The team's deliberations are one step in a process that can lead to state takeovers. In the cases of Detroit and Flint, those deliberations took place behind closed doors. Critics of the process sued, saying that violated Michigan's open meetings law. Eric Restuccia is an attorney for the state. He says the teams only offer advice, and it's up to the governor to decide whether financial emergencies exist.
The governor has the ultimate say. Nothing happens without the governor's say.
There's hardly any public bodies that have as much authority as this, in which it would be even questioned whether they were a public body.
Attorney Andrew Patterson says the public deserves to know what goes into the decisions. Detroit is operating under the terms of a consent agreement with the state, while Flint is being run by an emergency manager. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, this is Rick Pluta at the Hall of Justice in Lansing.